I grew up in the northern part of New Hampshire in Cowas County. So I've been a gun owner basically my whole life, trended from my family, father, grandfather. It's just been a part of my life since I've been born. And I hunt, I target shoot, and I also carry one for personal protection.
As a longtime gun owner, how do you view current regulations?
The process to buy a gun or permitting all that, I think, is adequate if you're going through a dealer. I think one of the problems that lies is when it's a private sale or these gun shows, which I love the gun shows, but there's no regulations on, to gain a weapon there. And I think that is definitely one of the loopholes that need to be closed. And I think if we can go that route, but make the penalty on the person selling the gun to somebody without background checks, has to be steeper. Has to be consequences to the seller if they don't take the proper means.
What about assault weapons, or so-called, assault weapons? Should they be classified differently from other guns?
No, see, that's the regulations. Some of the regulations I would support change. What is being termed as an assault weapon, or any of that nonsense, that's where I have a very strong opposition to change, because that, to me, and lies where the education process of non-gun owners or nobody that's been around guns their whole life or even moderately, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. The guns that they're talking about being assault rifles are no more than a deer rifle with a pistol grip or a heat shield or a folding buttstock. There is absolutely no difference in the action, accuracy, or power of the rifle. So, no, I would not support anything on that line.
And what about the talk about the high capacity clip restriction? Do you think that's got any merit to it, or is that another
None.
case of ignorance?
I think ignorance is a strong word. I'm not here to insult anybody, but I think it's political rhetoric. I mean, who came up with a 30-round clip? Why not 15 or 10 or 50? So that I think is totally preposterous.
Do you see any merit to the argument, well, less guns in the hands of people just means less chance for those guns to be used in a criminal act? Is that simplified equation have any merit, you think?
Obviously, less guns in hands of people that should not have them would make a huge difference. Less guns as a whole in law-abiding citizens' hands? No, I think it compounds the problem.